some controversial works of American cinema have left behind an indelible impact on our nation. These films brazenly defy the Hollywood imperative of providing finely engineered vehicles of escapist fluff for mass consumption, and instead cast a critical eye, or a jaundiced eye, on our society, forcing viewers to come to terms with some startling and provocative realizations about America and its people. And then blah, blah, blah. That's really what this lecture is going to be about. You see what I mean? You know, these guys, they were going to get their vision across no matter what. There was no guarantee this movie was going to make a connection. But see, they were kind of desperate in the late 60s. Nobody was going to the movies. They were hemorrhaging money beyond belief. They lost money, you know, in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and now here it is, late 60s, and these young filmmakers, they turned to these guys, giving them incredible power that other filmmakers that were far more famous, far more successful in their era, never got Final Cut authority over their movies. But these guys were students of cinema, and they said, well, I'll do it, Bogdanovich said, Last Picture Show, but I gotta have Final Cut authority. And Neil Hopper, all of them, that's what they demanded. These guys were so desperate, these old moguls, they said, well, these young guys, hopefully we can connect to the young people. And guess what? They did. At least for a period of time, they did. That changes everything. As you know, remember, in 1968, you weren't born, but 1968, when I was 8 years old, half this country was under the age of 18. That's a really important thing to remember. And so, that baby boom was just, 1946 to 1964, it was in full swing. And so these movies were successful because they actually were the first real generation of movies that really spoke to the mass audience that was out there, hungry for not just escapist entertainment, which is what we've been trained to look for now. And it's kind of entertainment that at the end of the day, you don't even remember what you saw. You just know that there was a lot of bloodshed, or there was a lot of things blown up and a lot of action. It's like a drug, you've been injected, and now that you're out of the theater, you kind of have this withdrawal that you need another one. You don't know what you just had, really, but you need another one. Nothing really to think about, Transformers or anything. It's just a spectacle. See, these movies they had interesting action sequences. Certainly the Wild Bunch, right? The average film has about 600 edits in it. Wild Bunch had over 3,600 edits. Because those siege sequences were so, and he got the continuity right in every inch of those, of that footage. There's continuity issues all over the place in Avengers or whatever. It doesn't make sense. Logic is out the window in all these movies. There's not one moment in Chinatown where there's like where you say, well, that wouldn't happen. That's implausible. Not one. Not one moment in The Godfather. Why can't movies be like that? Because they were like life, right? Movies today are the exact opposite. They want to remind us that they're the opposite of life.